You are now listening to the podcast on creativity and execution.
What does it really mean?
Give a little intro, like just come give an intro.
Come give an intro.
Tell, like give me a little like 15 second recap what happened. And
Okay. What's up, guys? This is the podcast on creativity and execution with your host, Johnny Jimenez. Today we have Cody Ray Lee on the podcast. We just shot a commercial for a brand that we will not be plugging for free because... Pay us if you want free plugs, you know what I'm saying?
I like that. I'm into that. Yeah, I gotta respect that one. Who's Cody Lee?
Cody Ray Lee is an actor, singer. He pretty much does it all. He pretty much does. Extraordinaire. And we're really thrilled to have him in the studio today.
What do you want to talk to him about?
Oh, we have a lot of questions. You take it away, John.
So, and we've got Joe.
At Jared.Barton on Instagram.
Hey, you're pretty funny. You're pretty funny.
Thank you.
So it was fun today. How'd you feel?
I had a blast.
Yeah?
I had a ton of fun.
It was the first time I saw you act, and I was really impressed.
Good.
For real. Well, I've known you as a singer all my life, and you're freaking amazing, but you acted today. How was that for you?
That's fun. I've always liked that, the, spokesperson person.
Really?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Anyways.
You definitely turned it on. Like, I think we were all pretty surprised because, again, we know you, but then you acted this time, and it was like, oh, here's Cody Lee. Like, here's the actor Cody, which I thought was great. I think it's – I mean, we talk a lot about creativity, but how'd you get into acting? Maybe talk to us about that. Like, why, what's interesting about acting to you? Is that something you fully, like, want to go into?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be an actor full-time?
Yeah. I took private classes when I was in high school. I was in theater. I've never been in a play, though.
Oh, okay.
But I just was in the theater class. No, I've never done a play. It's weird.
It's random.
It's weird. I've never done a play. But I wanted to do film in high school, but I'm from a small town.
Yeah.
And there's no film there, so I quit acting after I graduated high school. Started leading worship full time. And then... I moved to Dallas, did an internship at Upper Room.
Yeah.
That ended. As soon as it ended, I was staying at this couple's house out near Rockwall, and I was walking around, and the dream of acting again popped up in my mind, because I was like, oh, I live in Dallas. I could act here. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
So it just began growing. Started taking classes with the teacher. I've just been in and out of different classes and schools since 2014-15.
You're really pursuing it now, right? Like, you're
really
doing
it.
Like,
now, yeah.
I know you did commercials. You at least auditioned for commercials,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I thought you were on, like, a Netflix thing one time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
The thing about acting is interesting. Like, it could be, you could be, like, literally one hour or one day away from, like, going there.
Totally.
Like, right, like, you're one job away.
Like,
you're literally one job away, which is really cool about acting. I think it's very different than music. Music's, like, you have to have all consumers come on board, right? You have to have, like, a million, like, 15-year-old kids listening to your music or something. But
yeah.
Acting's, like, you just have to confirm a director has to say, I like this guy. Now you become the head, the commercial guy, or in a Netflix show. And that's crazy.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about, like, it just takes repetition. And it's true. Like, I'm sure you get better as time goes. But, like, you're also just one gig away from, like, going big.
Yeah.
Do you think about that?
I do think about that. Then I also think about, like, yesterday I was just like, dang, I suck.
Really?
And I'm like, man, it's going to take another 5 years probably before something
what
happens.
What makes you suck, like, as an actor? Like, because what I saw you doing there, like, you delivered lines was great. Like,
yeah.
What's the difference between, like,
honestly, it's just, like, it's just disappointment. Because, like, I audition for stuff, and, like, I just joined a new agency, and I haven't booked anything. But, nonetheless, I've only had 3 auditions.
Yeah.
But... still, I'm just like, man, if I was good, I would book this audition.
It makes sense.
But
there's also so many stories of, like, a bunch of people we know now went through their career, and then, like, at the end of the career, later in their career. I mean, there's just all stories.
Yeah.
People that made it when they're 14, people that made it when they're freaking 45.
No, totally.
Right?
Yeah, totally. I think yesterday I was just like, I was getting disappointed because I was really wanting, I auditioned for a pilot last 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
A TV pilot.
That's cool.
And I auditioned for a big commercial last week. And I didn't book either of them or get the callbacks. And yesterday, it was like hitting me. I was like, why am I not? And I was like, well, obviously there's like, I started getting disappointed and sad, but wow. I was like, obviously there's room for me to grow.
Yeah.
I need to grow. I need to keep taking classes.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, and I don't need to stop.
It's really good.
Right now.
Yeah.
I just need to keep.
Like practicing? Because
it'd be much easier just to be like, man, well.
Yeah.
Screw this, right?
Like, yeah. But there's also this thing in me is like, I don't feel like I can stop in the sense of like, if I don't do this, I literally have no plan Bs for my life.
Really?
I don't. Like, I really don't. And like, I'm not going to go work at a coffee shop.
But here's the thing about like you, Cody, like that was real. Like I felt that.
Nah, super
like,
real.
Like I felt like, oh man, I want to help you get there. Like that was very real. Like you're very good at what you do though. Like again, going back to music, like you're a freaking killer songwriter. You sing amazing. Like you can perform all that, but the music is not in there for you. Like
no,
that's not a plan B. Like
I feel like they're both together. Honestly, I do feel like they're both together. But right now it's like only acting.
Really?
Music will like,
you'll do it.
It'll be there. And like, I recorded the single, like we're going to a meeting with the Sawyer Skipper next
week.
Nice. You know him?
Yeah. Yeah. I love Sawyer.
We're going to like create, try to plan something
nice
for that. But, I just don't see like my career exploding through music. I really don't. I would be down for it too.
Yeah.
But I want acting.
Yeah.
Like I do.
This is what you want.
That's what I want.
Wow. Like that's so. I mean, film and Abigail like wants to make movies. I know you do too. Like where they're film and like this part of the industry to me is so difficult because like. There's really no set formula to this one. Like, I know you can practice, you can get better, you can practice, you can get better, yeah. But like, I don't know, like,
for sure. I mean,
you know,
it's
like,
totally
like, it's almost weird because from, again, compared to music, like music, I don't care if you're living in Kentucky, as long as you write a really good song and it's produced really well and you hit Spotify,
that's all that matters.
Like, people blow up. Like Post Malone, I mean, there's so many people that just blow up because the song is good. But for you to like, you can't just make a freaking killer film by yourself.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Consumers can't listen to it. So like, how do you? That must be frustrating. That's hard.
Is there any? Is there any? I haven't researched. Maybe you know, like stories of actors, of how they came up. Do you know of any? Or like something like a source of inspo?
Like a self-made? Kind of
yeah.
Thing. A self-made actor?
I don't know any self-made actors. I mean,
yeah.
The majority of the stories
point.
That I know are like moved to LA,
yeah.
Working in a coffee shop,
yeah,
director came in, saw the guy, audition. I know guys that were like extras, commercial work, right background. Director comes and says, hey, you're exactly who I need for this role.
Yeah.
Could you act? And they're like, yeah. And, you know, they get on a scene with someone and like, that's just how it happens.
Yeah, that's kind of like the game you have to play. Like, be self-made, you just have to put yourself in those auditions and
yeah
you gotta climb the ladder that it is.
Yeah,
that's tough.
Frustrating. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
but I mean all that to say too, like you're good though, like you're practicing every single day, like you can turn it on. Like I can tell you no one else here except for you can do what you just did, which is like
crazy.
Like that's hard.
That's
for real. I mean, you turned it on, cameras were on you.
Yeah,
delivered lines. I'm sure you practiced your lines. So you meet that portion there.
Yeah.
This is just interesting because I've never like really like gone into like,
yeah.
Like asking these questions about this process of like film, right? Like we come on board and we're like, okay, let's shoot. But like this part is a big deal.
Yeah.
And it also sort of, it really makes or breaks what we shoot at any time.
Absolutely.
Like if you wouldn't have came in and like delivered your lines, we could have been here for 4 more hours.
Totally, yeah.
Which we've had that.
What can I ask something? What about acting like makes you come alive? Like, cuz I can feel that you're very passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something like when you're acting or like when the camera rolls, are you like a different person? Like, what can you put that into words?
In all honesty.
Yeah.
No. I'm trying to think. Like,
like you like the camera?
The,
like,
the dream of being on the big screen or whatever?
I love y'all's reactions.
Cool.
And I love, like, when y'all actually think I'm doing a good job.
Oh.
And it's not just, like, me, like, hoping I'm doing a good job. I don't know what it is, but I love delivering lines.
Really?
I love delivering lines.
Yeah.
I love stories. I love storytelling. Like, stories. I was telling someone, actually this guy was, like, trying to get me into his MLM last week.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
Multi-level marketing.
Oh, yeah.
Like pyramid marketing.
Like pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
4X.
And he was like, bro, I think you should do it. I was like, man, I was like, honestly, I've done those before, but God told me, like, I need to pursue acting. And I was like, honestly, I was like, I want to make this my business. And I was like, because, I was like, when you're sitting around a campfire, you're not, like, doing, like, math. Like, you're telling stories. Like, you're talking about stuff. Like,
yeah.
That's what, and I was like, that's what, like, acting is. It's, like, talking, it's telling stories. And I want to tell stories. And I want to change people's perspectives on things.
Hmm.
And even, I want my perspective to be changed on things, too.
Cool.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think y'all's reactions is what makes me want to do it even more. When, like, y'all think, oh, man, he that was really cool. Like, he did that really well.
Nice.
And I want to be really good at it.
It's cool.
And that's sort of, like, a crazy medium. Or, like...
Because you feel that.
Yeah, but you're also, like... I guess it's, like, any creative, like, form. Because you like the response, but, like, what happens when the response is, like, bro, you suck.
I know.
And that's crazy.
That's what sucks is, like, when, like, oh,
like that's insane.
I'm not booking these auditions. Why? I mean, it could be I just didn't fit what the director wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the commercial audition I did last week, it was really well. I mean, the director were clicking, and I did really well. I did everything he was asking me to do, and he's like, cool, good. And then I didn't get it.
That's crazy.
And, like, it's so easy, and I'm like, God, like, is it just because I suck?
And going back to the, like, conversation we were having in the beginning, it's not like you can just drop an album, you know? It's not like...
Yeah, you can't just get that script, put it in a video, and do it by yourself. Like,
and make,
there's almost this, like structure and hierarchy there that's, like, set that's, like, you can't really... You know, like, today, like, 20, if you think about almost an industry, like, it's been broken by the middleman. Like, think about anything. Like, taxi drivers, like, internet... I mean, everything has been broken by middlemen. Music.
Absolutely.
Again, I think about music, video, vlogs, like, I think about that, TV shows, like, late night shows, right? But, like, this part, you just can't, I mean, I don't know,
I can't right now. I guess I would want to.
That would be the only thing, that, like, if I were you,
yeah.
Like, if I were you,
yeah,
this is it, though, like, if I were you, I would just know that that's a battle to climb. I think about today, like, we were just talking on the right here, we talked about Olivia, right, Rodrigo,
yeah.
Like, she's blown up. Tell me someone else that hasn't been acting, because obviously I think she did Disney. Someone was telling me that. Like, tell me about, like, Lil Nas. Like, Lil Nas, today, if he wanted to book a commercial...
He could do it.
He could do it. Easy. Like,
yeah.
which is full circle. He's built brand. He's built brand. How's he... If David Dobrik wanted to book a commercial, I mean, maybe not today, but, like, a year ago, right? But, like, Casey. Like, these guys,
I mean,
they have built brands. Like, today...
Jamie
I do think about that. Like, I think about, like, Addison Rae that, like, tried to make a song. Maybe people want to get her on a commercial, but then she doesn't have the skill set that you have. So it's like, I want the talent because she's got the face, but then we put her on set and she sucks. So then she doesn't deliver it strongly enough. But, like, you, for me, if I were you, I would, like, hack it. If I were you.
How do you hack it?
I think, that's, like, you have to, to me, like, you can't just be, when you walk into the director, it can't just be Cody Lee that's like, here's a line and just an actor. Like, okay, cool. Like, oh, it's Cody Lee and look at how he's got 500K subscribers. And you've kind of did that. Yeah. Like, you're starting to do that, well, like on YouTube.
I think,
like, you have to have a person that, like, what makes Cody Lee different?
Yeah.
Because I feel like it can't just be the way that you delivered those lines.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying?
That has to be almost like the icing on the
cake. That's like, okay, cool. And you could deliver the lines. Like, that I think would be the only way that, like, you can get around it would be building brand. Like, I think about how many TikTok stars now have
any kind of, what
do they want? Anything. You know why? Because here's what it's about. If we put a branded face, like, think about a person that had 1 million subscribers or followers on TikTok on this commercial, like, it goes from, I don't even care if they deliver the line, I just care that her face is on there or his face is on there. Totally. You know what I'm saying? Which I mean, and then here's the thing, I'm not even saying this is
where I'm like struggle, because I'm like, to get that feels like it's still by chance, even though you might be putting out content.
Yeah, but then at least it's I feel like that chance, it's like you have control there.
Yeah.
I feel. Like, you have, I mean,
it's the idea.
I was literally just about to say, like, unless I had, like, 600,000 followers on Instagram, like, that's, like, the only way, but, like.
Because you've built brand. But, I mean, I would even think, like, I'm not even talking to influencer brand, but, like, I think about, like, okay, here's, I think, going deeper, like, this, because this is a conversation, like, what kind of brand? Like, what makes Cody Lee unique? Like, what are you into? Like, maybe it's not necessarily all, like, maybe it's not just, like, general, like, oh, I'm an influencer, I'm cool, but, like, maybe it's what you're into. You know, maybe, like, you start fine-tuning that. Like, what makes Cody Lee unique? Like, I would ask that. Like, what makes you unique? Like
you can answer.
Oh, you want me to ask?
Yeah, like, what makes you, like, what makes you unique? Like, is it, like, man, the fact that you're an actor? Is it the fact that you're a musician? Right, both. You like outdoors. Like, I think thinking about all that, like, It's hard, because I think this is a part of building brand that I would say that's kind of the only way. Like, totally, David Dobrik did it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and you're not just a random dude. Like, you're really good. You're really talented. You're freaking good looking. You're very talented.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? That would be, I think, the only other way. Like, is, because when you get into LA,
a question commercials, there, before we go deeper, like, how. Because I agree with you completely. Like, I think we live in an age where if you really, really want it from that perspective, you can make it happen. I think if you would have kept, you would keep vlogging, or
if you would have, you're 21, 20.
I will say this, in the pursuit of, like, acting world, it is all about the team that surrounds you. So I have an agent here in Dallas, and it's a big agency.
Yeah.
So I'm one guy in the pot of probably 50 guys up
there. Exactly.
In this agency.
And so right there, I'm scared of that, because, like, I don't know who it is. I don't, right?
But
like, maybe that person, like, I don't know. Like,
but that,
like,
that's what I'm saying, is like, okay, that's cool. I have this local agent, but, like, having a manager who is basically your whole, it's like an agent for yourself.
Yeah.
This Saturday I have an audition with a few LA managers that are, like, really.
Are they building brand essentially, like, or what are they doing?
Yeah, but I mean, they're like in the mix of all the big Hollywood films, and they go, like, if they like me, they'll sign me, and then they'll be knocking on the director's door for me.
Yeah.
So it won't just be like an agent's like, hey, we got 20 guys that can fit this role. It's like, no, hey, Cody's the guy that you want for this role.
Yeah.
So that's, like, in this world, it's like, it really is about the core people who surround you in this industry.
Yeah. I just think, like, especially as we're entering into this sort of branded, like, you know, Olivia Rodrigo out of nowhere, like, sort of world, like, I think about even future films. Like, we've talked about this all the time. Like, future films. Like, who's going to be the star of that future film? Is it just this random dude that you've never heard?
Like, look at who's like a boxer now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Jake Paul's a boxer.
Like, why are they doing that?
Like it doesn't.
You know, I mean,
they didn't go through training camp. They didn't grow up in the. Yeah. They didn't grow up a fighter. But then all of a sudden, because they're that, he is now. People. I mean, he considers himself, in all due respect, he's a boxer. Like.
Yeah, the Floyd Mayweather's going.
Like, it doesn't even matter.
That's the thing. I mean, that I think, as we talk about that, like, I think there's a lot of people that will, like, Well, the authenticity.
He's one.
Yeah, he's three.
The authenticity of a film is like losing itself and all that stuff. And there's people that are there and they're purists for sure, but it's also like, it's not gonna not go there. Like, it's not gonna not go there where like the influencer on Instagram or the influencer on TikTok gets the brand deals, gets the commercials, gets the movies. You know, like, that's gonna happen. Like, when I ask Maddie or Abby, like, who's the most popular person in your life or famous, like, those are the people I feel are gonna be either writing the song, because...
And I guess they're...
Making the movies.
As a, like, purist of art, like... I think I've met people who are like, they'll just cancel that and like they'll never go there. I think like some of our friends, like, they love film and then they don't even care. Like, I was in Mexico City and we went to this theater where people were mad that they put Joker in that theater because that theater is like only for indie film. But it's like Joker was sort of similar, and like they're still diehard fans. And I'm guessing, like, do you think it's a good opportunity for, like, we can also be purists? Like, maybe you're a purist for acting, but almost taking this, like, this journey of, of like, hey, there's...
Because that's the other... I, like, I'm a, cause I'm a fan.
You're not trying to cancel, like...
No, I'm a fan. Like, I'm almost... When I say hack, it's really the word hack. Like, I love you auditioning, and I just want you to succeed. I just don't want, like, you to get to 65 years old and, like, you auditioned all these things and your fate or your success was, like, at the hands of, like, a director that you don't even know, and, like, here's... Life that went by. You know what I'm saying?
Creatives, it's like, that's the thing. You don't want people. You don't want to ever have a creative in any industry to like be at the hands of somebody else.
No,
like, your successes because of this person did this for me.
I think that sucks.
Like, you can actually create your own path.
Yeah, know? I think so. I think like,
I think that's where I like struggle, because I'm like, I don't. What does that look like to create my own path?
Yeah.
Like, what does that look like? You know.
I don't know.
Like.
I mean, I think the way the world's going, like, I think of, like, late-night television, like, David Dobrik has his show now, and, like, he literally gets more viewership than, like, Jimmy Fallon, bro. And it's just him
at night
in his house interviewing people. And
dang.
I don't know. That's crazy. That, like, that's a multi-million-dollar production, The Roots.
Yeah.
Big name.
And what do you watch? What do you prefer?
I watch David Dobrik, bro.
Yeah.
More than Jimmy Fallon.
You watch Jimmy Fallon's YouTube, too.
I watch Jimmy Fallon. The only time I watch Jimmy Fallon's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a suggestion for you, but
I think,
example.
And maybe that's grand, but for you, I don't have the answers. I'm asking these questions. I'm like, I just think that, like, as everyone's running towards this, like, hill, it's always like, everyone's going to run there. Yeah, you can probably be the strongest. So, like, that's it. Like, you could be the strongest one and get to the top, or it's like, you find another way to get up the hill. You know, like, that's what it is. Like, what's another way to get up the hill?
I don't know, like, just thinking out loud here, brainstorming, throwing in ideas. Like, you put on Instagram, like, hey, I need a director, I need a this, a that, like, indie. Get all your friends together.
Make a film.
Make a movie.
Yeah.
Go to, what's that theater on that?
Kessler.
Go to Kessler, show it there, have all your friends. I don't know, like.
I mean, bro, I guess at the end of the day, like, it's, the set your own path is really, like, are you, because I, when you said this, like, when you were like, acting is all I want to do, like, it, like, when you said it, I think everybody felt it, like,
yeah,
oh dang, okay, you're really, 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 really serious about this, and it's like doing everything you can to, like, get there, whatever that looks like, kind of like, do we rent out the Kessler, you know, like, let's put a film, or you direct your own movies, you write your own movies, you film your own movies, I like crazy things like that, like, you don't become a reasonable human being. You're unreasonable in everything that you do. And because you're unreasonable, then it's like, okay, then we need that man.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm sure everybody at your management, the rest of the guys that look like you, probably are as handsome as you, talk exactly like you, are all doing it reasonably well. Like, okay, like, I'm just waiting for my manager.
Totally, yeah.
You know, but, like...
Waiting for
you. Yeah, you know what I mean?
And like, that's what's cool. Like, I think this other option... Let's put work in, but it's like... Okay, cool, like, you're building your followers and, like, or building your brand or making a film. You're in the middle of, like, making this indie film because you love it, you love acting. Like, maybe in the middle of that you get a call and you land that deal, right? It's like, okay, awesome. It's not like you have to not do that. You still are doing those auditions, but, like, in between.
It's almost like your passion becomes your side hustle.
Yeah, it's like you're passionate about it. Like, I don't know, like, how many stories are you telling? You know, how could you? I know so many people. I mean, because I'm your friends, I knew you did this, and like we reached out. But like, I can't imagine how many people, like, need someone like you. You know, and not just to act, but maybe to actually create the story and like really go there. I just,
yeah.
I don't know the answer. I like, I do love though. Like, as we're talking about all this, like I think there's a ton of young Cody Lees in the world that want to act one day and want to be a part of movies and commercials, yeah. You know? And I also think like, this is maybe the step, like I would almost draw up like what's the perfect script or film or commercial you want to be a part of and just do it yourself and send it to them. Like, why not? You know,
yeah.
Here's your favorite brand.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it. I know they're not paying me. Maybe you could do it for free. You have friends. We have cameras. You could do it iPhone and just do it. Hey, I have this commercial idea. I want to send it to you. I'm Cody Lee. I'm an actor. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that. Like, that's a hack. It doesn't have to be a short film. Totally, it could just be like, or create. I mean, short films are a bit tougher, but you could do that too. You know, I think.
Especially everything you're saying about storytelling.
Like, yeah, like storytell for a brand and just give them the video for free and just say, hey, like, I mean, because I love it and because I want you to know me. And no other actor is going to do this. I just want to do it to you. I love storytelling. If you ever need anything, let me know. Cool. Hey, if you ever need just like a spokesperson, just let me know. You know, like I think that you're always going to work harder than your manager because they're not.
Totally. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, they're managing to a certain extent. Like,
yeah.
They're not Cody Ray Lee.
Yeah.
You know.
But I will say, like.
And maybe there are good managers.
On the opposite end, like. Like we said, like there's kind of no middle place in the sense of like like I can't just like go up to the director's door in a sense and like, hey, I'm an actor, like if I mean, I guess I could
through like some video. Oh, you could.
But yeah, I could, but I'm like, but it's like, it's like, how do you gain their trust by doing that?
Yeah.
Like, it's like third party validation is always a very,
yeah, no, which is super valid, but then it's like, I think those are the questions that,
like, you know, like right now, like if I'm a director, right now, and I've got a movie, if I've got a commercial, and I just look through like a freaking wide range of, you know, 25 same looking dudes that look just like you, they can all act. Like, I just wonder what makes you different.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, actually, like, what makes you different?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's one thing, like, even in my audition for this pilot that I did the other day, I mean, from an acting standpoint, what makes anyone different is 100% authenticity, like being authentic. From an acting standpoint, not from a marketing or anything
else. Yeah.
What makes you stand out is how authentic is this? How real, how engaging? How do you make me feel?
Makes sense.
That's cool.
And like, I go back and I look at my audition for this pilot, and I thought I had to submit it like 4 hours when I, like, they sent me the script and I thought it was due that like 4 hours later.
Oh, dang.
So I had to memorize this like 2-page thing in 4 hours, and I was like stressed, and then I had to film it, and then it just wasn't, like, I got everything verbatim. I got all the words worked perfectly, but the more I've sat on it, I'm just like, man, I've gone back and look at that. I'm like, man, this isn't authentic. No wonder they didn't book me.
Mm.
Like, this isn't, like, you can't believe me. Like, when I watch this, I'm like, this isn't believable. I got it right, but, like, any director, that, like, yeah, they might be looking for, like, the Chris Hemsworth, but, like, they're also looking for the person who is the most authentic and that makes them believe something.
It's crazy.
And like,
cool.
That's like, I personally don't want to get caught up on this side.
Yeah.
And I want to be authentic.
Mm.
That's cool.
And I auditioned for a big commercial last week, and I didn't book either of them or get the callbacks. And yesterday it was like hitting me. I was like, why am I not? And I was like, well, obviously there's like, I started getting disappointed and sad, but I was like, obviously there's room for me to grow. Yeah. I need to grow. I need to keep taking classes.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, and I don't need to stop.
That's really good.
Right now.
Yeah.
I just need to keep.
Because like, it'd be much easier just to be like, man, well,
yeah.
Screw this, right?
Like, yeah. Like but there's also this thing in me is like, I don't feel like I can stop in the sense of like, if I don't do this, I literally have no plan Bs for my life.
Really?
I don't. Like, I really don't. And like, I'm not going to go work at a coffee shop.
But here's the thing about, like, you, Cody, like, that was real. Like, I felt that.
Nah, super
like,
real.
Like, oh, man, I want to help you get there. Like, that was very real. Like, you're very good at what you do, though. Like, again, going back to music, like, you're a freaking killer songwriter. You sing amazing. Like, you can perform all that. But the music is not in there for you? Like,
no, the music, not a
plan B?
Like, no, I feel like they're both together. Honestly, I do feel like they're both together. But right now, it's like only acting.
Really?
Music will like,
you'll do it.
It'll be there. And like, I recorded the single. Like, we're gonna, a meeting with the Sawyer Skipper next nice. Week. Y'all know him?
Yeah, I love Sawyer.
We're gonna like create, try to plan something like, nice. For that. But, I just don't see like my career exploding through music. I really don't. I would be down for it too.
Yeah.
But I want acting.
Yeah.
Like I do.
This is what you want.
That's what I want.
Wow.
Like
that's so. I mean, film and Abigail like wants to make movies. I know you do too. Like where they're film and like this part of the industry. To me is so difficult because like there's really no set formula to this one. Like I know you can practice, you can get better, you can practice, you can get better. Yeah, yeah. But like I don't know, like
for sure. I mean it's a total different like,
it's almost weird because from again I compared to music, I don't care if you're living in Kentucky, as long as you write a really good song and it's produced really well. Spotify,
that's all that matters.
Like people blow up, like Post Malone. I mean, there's so many people that just blow up because the song is good. But for you to like, you can't just make a freaking killer film by yourself. Totally. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Consumers can't listen to it. So like, how do you? That must be frustrating. That's hard.
Is there any? I haven't researched. Maybe you know, like stories of actors, of how they came up. Do you know of any? Or like something like a source of inspo. Like a
self-made kind of
yeah.
thing?
Yeah.
A self-made actor?
I don't know any self-made
actors.
That's
what's hard.
I
mean, yeah. So majority to your of the stories point.
That I know are like moved to LA,
yeah.
working in a coffee shop,
yeah, and then just
director came audition, in, audition, saw audition, the guy, audition. I know guys that were like extras, commercial work, right background. Director comes and says, hey, you're exactly who I need for this role.
Yeah.
Could you act? And they're like, yeah. And, you know, they get on a scene with someone and, like, that's just how it happened.
Yeah, that's kind of like the game you have to play. Like, to be self-made, you just have to put yourself in those auditions. And
yeah, yeah.
You gotta climb the ladder that it is.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Frustrating. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But, I mean, all that to say, too, like, you're good, though. Like, you're practicing every single day. Like, you can turn it on. Like, I can tell you no one else here except for you can do what you just did. Which is, like...
Crazy.
Crazy. Like, that's hard.
True.
For real. I mean, you turned it on. The cameras were on you.
Yeah.
Delivered lines. I'm sure you practiced your lines. So you meet that portion there.
Yeah.
This is just interesting because I've never like really like gone into like
yeah.
like asking these questions about this process of like film, right? Like we come on board and we're like, okay, let's shoot. But like this part is a big deal.
Yeah.
And it also sort of, it really makes or breaks what we shoot at any time.
Absolutely.
Like if you wouldn't have came in and like delivered your lines, we could have been here for 4 more hours.
Totally, yeah.
Which we've had that.
What about acting? Like makes you come alive. Like I can feel that you're very passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
And is there something like when you're acting or like when the camera rolls, are you like a different part? Like,
what yeah.
can you put that into words?
In all honesty.
Yeah.
No. I'm trying to think. Like,
like you like the camera?
Is it the dream of being on the big screen or
whatever? I love y'all's reactions.
It's cool.
And I love, like, when y'all actually think I'm doing a good job.
Oh.
and it's not just like me like hoping I'm doing a good job. I don't know what it is, but I love delivering lines.
Really?
I love delivering lines.
Yeah.
I love stories. I love storytelling. Like stories. I was telling someone, actually this guy was like trying to get me into his MLM last week.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Yeah, yeah.
Multi-level marketing.
Pyramid.
Like the pyramid scheme.
Yeah. And he was like, bro, I think you should do it. And I was like, man, I was like, honestly, I've done this before, but God told me like I need to pursue acting. And I was like, honestly, I was like, I want to make this my business. And I was like, because I was like, when you're sitting around a campfire, you're not like doing like math. Like you're telling stories. Like you're talking about stuff. Like yeah. That's what, and I was like, that's what like acting is. It's like talking, it's telling stories. And I want to tell stories and I want to change people's perspectives on things. And even, I want my perspective to be changed. Yeah, I don't know. I think y'all's reactions is what makes me want to do it even more. Yeah. When like y'all think, oh man, he like that was really cool. Like he did that really well. Nice. And I want to be really good at it.
It's cool.
And that's sort of like a crazy medium, or like.
Cause you feel that.
Yeah, but you're also like. I guess it's like any creative like form, cause. You like the response, but like what happens when the response is like, bro, you suck.
I know.
And that's crazy.
That's what sucks. It's like when like, oh, like that's insane. I'm not booking these auditions. Why? I mean, it could be, I just didn't fit what the director wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the commercial audition I did last week, it was really well. I mean, the director were clicking and I did really well. I did everything he was asking me to do. And he's like, cool, good. But and then I didn't get it.
That's crazy.
And like, it's so easy. And I'm like, God, like, is it? Just because I suck.
And going back to the like conversation we were having in the beginning, it's not like you can just drop an album. You know, it's not like.
Yeah, you can't just get that script, like, oh, I'll do it by put myself. It in a video and do it by yourself. Like,
and make, yeah.
There's almost this like structure and hierarchy there that's like set. That's like you can't really, you know, like today, like 20. If you think about almost an industry, like it's been broken by the middleman. Like any. Think about anything, like taxi drivers, like internet. I mean, everything has been broken by the middleman. Music, totally.
Music, absolutely.
Again, I think about music, video, vlogs. Like, I think about that. TV show, like late night show, right? But like this part, you just can't. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I guess I would want to.
That would be the only.
What would you think?
If I were you,
yeah,
this is what I want to do. If I were you, I would just know that that's. Battle to climb. I think about today, like we were just talking on the ride here. Talk about Olivia, right? Rodrigo,
yeah.
Like she's blown up.
Huge.
Tell me someone else that hasn't been acting, because obviously I think she did Disney.
Yeah.
Like tell me about like Lil Nas. Like
yeah.
Lil Nas today, if he wanted to book a commercial,
he could do it.
He could do it.
Easy.
Like, yeah. Which is full circle. He's built brand.
Okay.
So yeah.
He's built brand. How's he? If David Dobrik wanted to book a commercial. I mean, maybe not today, but like a year ago, right? But like Casey, like these guys.
I mean, Casey was in a movie.
Built
yeah.
brands. Like
oh, yeah,
today,
yeah. Jamie Foxx movie.
I do think about that. Like I think about like Addison Rae that like tried to make a song. Maybe people want to get her on a commercial, but then she doesn't have the skill set that you have. So it's like, I want the talent because she's got the face, but then we put her on set and she sucks. So then she doesn't deliver it strongly enough. But like you, for me, if I were you, I would like hack it. If I were you.
How do you hack it?
I think
that's
like
question,
you have
man.
To me like you can't just be when you walk into the director, it can't just be Cody Lee that's like here's a line
just an
and
actor.
Just an actor, like okay, cool. Like, oh it's Cody Lee and look at how he's got 500,000 subscribers. And you've kinda did that.
Yeah.
Like, you're starting to do that.
Well,
like on YouTube.
I think
like you have to
yeah.
have a person that like what makes Cody Lee different.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it can't just be the way that you delivered those lines.
Totally.
You
that has
saying?
To be almost like the icing on the
yeah,
cake.
That's like okay, cool, and you could deliver the lines. Like
yeah.
That, I think, would be the only way that, like, you can get around it would be building brand. Like, I think about how many TikTok stars now have
any kind of deal they
like,
want.
What do they want? Anything. You know why? Because here's what it's about. If we put a branded face, like, think about a person that had 1 million subscribers or followers on TikTok on this commercial. Like, it goes from, I don't even care if they deliver the line. I just care that her face is on there.
or his face is on there. Totally, you know what I'm saying? Which I mean, and then and, it gets this where I get. Here's the thing, I'm not even saying
this.
And
this is where I'm like struggle because I'm like, to get that.
Yeah.
Feels like it's still by chance, even though you might be putting out content.
Yeah, but then at least it's I feel like
that little, chance.
It's like you have control there.
Yeah.
I feel like you have.
I mean, it's the idea.
I was literally just about to say, like, unless I had like 600,000 followers on Instagram, like that's like the only way. But like,
because you've built brand. But I mean, I would even think like I'm not even talking to influencer brand, but like I think about like okay, here's I think going deeper, like better, this because this is a conversation like what kind of brand. Like, what makes Cody Lee unique? Like, what are you into? Like, maybe it's not necessarily all. Like, maybe it's not just, like, general, like, oh, I'm an influencer, I'm cool. But, like, maybe it's what you're into. You know, maybe, like, you start fine-tuning that. Like, what makes Cody Lee unique? Like, I would ask that. Like, what makes you unique? Like
you can answer.
Oh, you want me to ask?
Yeah, like, what makes you, like, what makes you unique? Like, is it like, man, the fact that you're an actor? Is it the fact that you're a musician? Right, both. You like outdoors. Like, I think thinking about all that, like, it's hard because I think this is a part of building brand that I would say that's kind of the only way.
Totally,
like,
yeah.
David Dobrik did it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And you're not just a random dude. Like, you're really good. You're really talented. You're freaking good looking. You're very talented.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? That would be, I think, the only other way, like, mm-hmm. is, because when you get into LA...
A question there, before we go deeper, like, how, because I agree with you completely, like, I think we live in an age where if you really, really want it from that perspective, you can make it happen. I think if you would have kept, you would keep vlogging, or, I don't
you
know.
You would have your thing when,
I will say this, on, in the pursuit of, like, acting world, it is all about the team that surrounds you. So I have an agent here in Dallas, and it's a big agency.
Yeah.
So I'm one guy in the pot of probably, I don't know, 50 guys that look like me exactly. in this agency.
And
so
right
they
there,
submit
I
us
just,
all.
I'm scared of that because, like, I don't know who it is. Right? But like, maybe that person, like, I don't know. Like,
but that's,
like,
that's what I'm saying is, like, okay, that's cool. I have this local agent. But, like, having a manager who is basically your whole, it's like an agent for yourself.
Yeah.
This Saturday I have an audition with a few LA managers that are, like, really...
Are they building brand, essentially? Like, or what?
Yeah, but, I mean, they're like in the mix of all the big Hollywood films. And they go, like, if they like me, they'll sign me. And then they'll be knocking on the director's door for me.
Yeah.
So it won't just be, like... An agent's like, hey, we got 20 guys that could fit this role. It's like, no, hey, Cody's the guy that you want for this role.
Yeah.
So that's like in this world, it's like it really is about the core people who surround you in this industry.
Yeah. I just
from
think
my perspective.
Like, especially as we're entering into this sort of branded, like, you know, Olivia Rodrigo out of nowhere, like sort of world, like I think about even future films, like we've talked about this.
I mean,
all the
things
time.
Are
like
changing,
future
bro.
Films, like, who's going to be the star of that future film? Is it just this random dude that you've
bro,
never,
we like, look at who's like a boxer now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Jake Paul's a boxer.
Like, why are they doing that?
Like it doesn't you even, know, I mean, they didn't go through training camp. They didn't grow up in the, they didn't grow up a fighter. But then all of a sudden, because they're that, he is now, he considers himself, in all due respect, he's a boxer. Like,
yeah, the Floyd Mayweather's going.
Like, it doesn't even matter.
That's the thing.
He's 3-0.
I think he's 3-0,
but talk like... about that, like, I think there's a lot of people that were like, well, the...
Does that mean that
the
he's one?
Yeah, he's 3. He hasn't like, lost.
The authenticity of a film is, like, losing itself and all that stuff. And there's people that are there and they're purists, for sure. But it's also, like, it's not going to not go there. Like, it's not going to not go there where, like, the influencer on Instagram or the influencer on TikTok gets the brand deals, gets the commercials.
I mean, his brother's
hiding
the
Floyd. Movies. You
totally,
know, like,
yeah.
that's
yeah.
going to happen. Like,
yeah.
when I ask Maddie or Abby, like, who's the most popular person in your life or famous, like, those are the people I feel are going to be either writing the song because...
And I guess they're,
making the
as a, like, purist of art, like... I think I've met people who are like, they'll just cancel that and like we'll never go there. I think like some of our friends, like, they love film and then they don't even care. Like,
I was in Mexico City and we went to this theater where people were mad that they put Joker in that theater because that theater is like only for indie film. But it's like Joker was sort of similar, and like they're still diehard fans. And I'm guessing, like, do you think it's a good opportunity for, like, we can also be purists? Like, maybe you're a purist for acting, but almost taking this, like, this journey of of, like, hey, there's brand stuff.
Because
at the end of the day, you're not trying to cancel, like, being pure for the art.
Like, I'm almost, when I say hack, it's really the word hack. Like, I love you auditioning, and I just want you to succeed. I just don't want, like, you to get to 65 years old and, like, you auditioned all these things and your fate or your success was, like, at the hands of, like, a director that you don't even know, and, like, here's...
Because at the end of the day, you know, for creatives, you don't... Like, that's the thing. You don't want people... You don't want to ever have a creative in any industry to, like, be at the hands of somebody else. Like, your success is because of this person did this for me. Like, you can actually create your own path.
Yeah, I think so. I think, like...
I think that's where I, like, struggle, because I'm like, I don't... What does that look like to create my own path?
Yeah.
Like, what does that look like, you know?
I don't know.
I think
the way the world's going, like, when I think of, like, late night television, like, David Dobrik has his show now, and, like, he literally gets more viewership than, like, Jimmy Fallon, bro. And it's just him sitting at his house interviewing people. And
dang.
I don't know. That's crazy. It's, like, a multi-million-dollar production, The Roots.
Yeah.
Big names.
And what do you watch? What do you prefer?
I watch Dave Dobrik, bro.
Yeah.
More than Jimmy
Fallon.
You
watch Jimmy Fallon's YouTube too.
I watch Jimmy Fallon. The only time I watch Jimmy Fallon's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a suggestion for you, but
I think
example.
And maybe that's grand, but I don't have the answers. I'm asking these questions. I just think that, like, as everyone's running towards this, like, hill, it's always like everyone's gonna run there. Yeah, you can probably be the strongest. So, like, that's it. Like, you could be the strongest one and get to the top. Or it's like you find another way to get up the hill. You know? Like, that's what it is. Like, what's another way to get up the hill?
Like, I don't know. Like, just thinking out loud here, brainstorming, throwing ideas. Like, you put on Instagram, like, hey, I need a director. I need a this, a that. Like, indie. Get all your friends together.
Make
a movie.
Yeah.
Go to, what's that theater on the...
Kessler.
Kessler, show it there. Have all your friends. I don't know, like...
I mean, bro, I guess at the end of the day, like, it's the set your own path is really, like, are you, because when you said this, like, when you were, like, acting is all I want to do, like, when you said it, I think everybody felt it, like,
yeah.
Oh, dang, okay, you're really, 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 really serious about this, and it's, like, doing everything you can to, like, get there, whatever that looks like, kind of, like, do we rent out the Kessler? You know, like, let's put a film, or you direct your own movies, you write your own movies, you film your own movies. I like crazy things like that, that, like, you don't become a reasonable human being. You're unreasonable in everything that you do. And because you're unreasonable, then it's like, okay, then we need that man.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm sure everybody at your management, the rest of the guys that look like you, probably are as handsome as you, talk exactly like you, are all doing it reasonably well. Like, okay, like, I'm just waiting for my manager.
Totally, yeah.
You know, but, like...
Waiting for the manager. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what's cool. Like, I think this other option, it does put work in, but it's like, okay, cool. Like, you're building your followers and, like, or building your brand or making a film. You're in the middle of, like, making this indie film because you love it. You love acting. Like, maybe in the middle of that, you get a call and you land that deal, right? It's like, okay, awesome. It's not like you have to... not do that. You still are doing those auditions.
It's like, it's almost like your passion becomes your side hustle.
Yeah, it's like you're passionate about it. Like, I don't know, like, how many stories are you telling? You know, how could you? I know so many people. I mean, because I'm your friends, I knew you did this, and, like, we reached out. But, like, I can't imagine how many people, like, need someone like you. You know, and not just to act, but maybe to actually create the story and, like, really go there. I don't know the answer. I do love, though, like, as we're talking about all this, like, I think there's a ton of young Cody Lees in the world that want to act one day and want to be a part of movies and commercials.
Yeah.
You know? And I also think, like, this is maybe the step, like, I would almost draw up, like, what's the perfect script or film or commercial you want to be a part of. And just do it yourself and send it to them. Like, why not? You know?
Yeah.
Here's your favorite brand.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it. I know they're not paying me.
Maybe you could do it for free. You have friends. We have cameras. You can do it iPhone and just do it. Hey, I have this commercial idea. I want to send it to you. I'm Cody Lee. I'm an actor. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that. Like, that's a hack. It doesn't have to be a short film. Totally, it could just be like, or I mean, short films are a bit tougher, but you could do that too. You know,
because especially everything you're saying about storytelling, like,
yeah, like storytell for a brand and just give them the video for free and just say, hey, like, I mean, because I love it and because I want you to know me and no other actor is going to do this. I just want to do it to you. I love storytelling. If you ever need anything, let me know. Cool. Hey, if you ever need just like a spokesperson, just let me know. You know, like I think that you're always going to work harder than your manager because they're not.
Totally, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, they're managing to a certain extent. Like, they're not Cody Ray Lee.
Yeah.
You know?
But I will say, like...
And maybe there are good managers.
On the opposite end, like... Like, we already... We said, like, there's, like, no... There's kind of, like, no middle place in the sense of, like... Like, I can't just, like, go up to the director's door, in a sense, and, like, hey, I'm an actor. Like if, I mean, I guess I could.
Oh, you could.
But I could. But I'm like, but it's like, how do you gain their trust by doing that?
Yeah.
Like, it's like third party validation is always a very.
Yeah. No, like, which is super valid, but then it's like, I think those are the questions that.
Like, you know, like right now, like if I'm a director, right now, and I've got a movie, if I've got a commercial, and I just look through like a freaking wide range of, you know, 25 same looking dudes that look just like you, they can all act. Like, I just wonder what makes you different. What makes you different?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's one thing, like, even in my audition for this pilot that I did the other day, I mean, from an acting standpoint, what makes anyone different is 100% authenticity, like being authentic from an acting standpoint, not from a marketing or anything else. What makes you stand out is how authentic is this, how real, how engaging, how do you make me feel.
Makes sense.
That's cool.
And like, I go back and I look at my audition for this pilot, and I thought I had to submit it like 4 hours when I, like, they sent me the script, and I thought it was due that, like, 4 hours later.
Oh, dang.
So I had to memorize this, like, 2-page thing in 4 hours, and I was, like, stressed, and then I had to film it, and then it just wasn't, like, I got everything verbatim. I got all the words worked perfectly, but the more I've sat on it, I'm just like, man, I've gone back and look at that, I'm like, man, this isn't authentic. No wonder they didn't book me. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't, like, you can't believe me. When I watch this, I'm like, this isn't believable. I got it right, but like any director, they might be looking for like the Chris Hemsworth, but like they're also looking for the person who is the most authentic and that makes them believe something.
It's crazy.
And like,
it's cool.
That's like, I personally don't want to get caught up on this side.
Yeah.
And I want to be authentic. Like in this craft.
I love that.
And even in my, like, I had a is it still recording?
Yeah.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. Even yesterday I had a private class for this audition that I'm doing this weekend. I was running this scene, and in class it was great, but in this private class it was just like, my teacher, he goes, Cody, you're acting right now. He's like, this isn't good. He's like, no. He's like,
he can tell.
Yeah, he's like, Cody, if right now your mom called you and told you that she had cancer and that she was going to die, what would be your authentic reaction to that? That's what I want to see. And then, like, but it's like each moment. Like, how are you going to react each moment? Not like, okay, this is going to be my reaction for every time I film it, but it's like, what's the authentic reaction for each time you do this? And that's like tapping into it. And when so like directors see that, like, oh man, I believe this. That's what I want to be. I want to be that. I don't know.
That was really good. Like,
that's crazy.
Like, it's a really nice.
very honest.
Yeah.
It makes sense that acting, it has to be that way.
Like, it's not acting.
You bury yourself, like.
And, like, I look at these other influencers and stuff like that, and, and, yeah, they could probably book it. Like, they really could, but, like, are they going to be authentic? And I'm, like, keep the purity of it, yeah, or whatever, yeah, but, yeah, like, also, I feel like me, like, pursuing, like, okay, I'm going to build the brand Cody Ray Lee.
Yeah,
that is another way, but it's going to take away, I feel like, is it still filming?
Yeah, it should be.
I feel like it's going to take, it doesn't matter if it's not, I feel like it's going to take away from me, like, in the moment.
Yeah,
I
want to
be
on.
I guess that was my question is how do you do both? Because I really think you could do both. Yeah. Like still, like, I'm only doing this because I know that's almost like a hack. But, like, at the end of the day, I'm going to go home and I'm still going to be pure to who, like, what the art, like requires of me. Like, yeah, everything. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. I think it's.
Because everything you just said, I love, like...
Yeah, I agree.
That's, like, yes, like, absolutely. And I'm like, man, how do we do that even from a hacking perspective, you know?
Totally, yeah.
Because if you were to hack...
Hack is one word, but, like, another one is just sort of, like, putting in work on one side. You know, it's like, I'll put myself out there type thing. And I think, like, what you just said about authenticity, like... It is difficult. It is for sure, I think, difficult to do both. But I think it's also like it's like I think about those rant, like influencers or people that get popular or get famous or whatever, like because of something. Like, it's hard, but you almost can't pursue popularity. And I know that's funny, but you can't pursue influence. You can't, because that's not authentic.
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole thing about, like, building the brand. Like, totally. You build a brand, but don't build a brand listening to people. Build a brand by just listening to yourself.
Totally, yeah.
So, like,
that's good.
How do you do that? Like, that's why I asked you, like, what are you into? Like, are you camping? Are you, like, how and when are you the most authentic Cody Lee? And just, when I say build it, just do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I, you don't have to post at all, ever. I just, like...
Finding that, like, medium for it.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's the... It's I think what we're trying to say to marry what you're saying is... We always say this at the office, and one of our friends says it. It's like, the velocity begets velocity. Like, it's just... I think it's just the idea of movement. Mm-hmm. Like, I think a lot of times as purists, you stay there because you just, like, want to keep it pure. And it's like, but how can you put wheels to that purity? How can you
totally,
put...
Yeah.
Like a vehicle for that purity, I think is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, this conversation is totally not just like, oh, like,
yeah, just go do it, bro.
Secrets. Like, there's none. Like, there's literally no secrets. This is an art, you know. It really is it's a freaking massive sort of mountain and a.
I mean, it's a life journey.
Art, it's a journey that, like, there's no, it's not easy. You know, if it were, everyone would do it. There's sort of these one-offs, like, oh my goodness, this happened. And I believe that also because, you know, the Lord, like, I do believe that one of those doors will be open, can be open for you. You know,
totally, yeah.
I'm just also in that. It's like, for sure, like, this place of rest is like, Lord, look, like, whenever you bring that, cool. But, like, I'm ready. Like, yeah, I'm practicing. I'm delivering lines. Like, I don't know if tomorrow's audition is that door. You know, like, I'm always knocking.
Yeah.
Like, you're always knocking. You're always trying, like... I think if we looked back at 1980 and, like, we looked at Brad Pitt or all these guys that are, like, are who they are, I hear countless stories of, like, they were probably doing what we're talking about now to some degree, but whatever it looked like then.
That medium was totally different.
And I think today we just have a bad taste because we see all these, right, like, 15-year-olds, like, I don't know, in the middle of nowhere that just became something, and they're, like, you know, it's like, it gives you a bad taste, but, like, we do hear so many stories, like, people doing unusual things, knocking on the doors, you know, getting in front of faces, like,
totally,
that kind of stuff. That's all it is.
Yeah.
But today, it's like, you do it through a medium of the internet, so it feels sort of inauthentic, but, like...
But it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. In fact, I agree with you. Like, I mean, I think, and I don't know these guys, but like, it's really hard to be very good and fake, I think.
I mean, like, I know I keep bringing it up, and I low-key don't like him, but like Jake Paul, somebody commented on one of his posts, and he reposted it. He goes, crazy Jake. He goes, the fact that like Drake and all these celebrities like mess with him, like they'll text him like, bro, such a good fight, whatever. He goes, it just shows you that like behind closed doors, he probably is a really nice guy, but he's just playing the enemy because that's how you get famous. Yeah. And then he commented back, he goes, you're finally catching on to my $1 billion company. Like, he sucks, bro.
He knows what he's doing.
No, he's huge, but he sucks. Like, he's annoying. Like, he really is.
Joe Rogan spoke to that. Like, he's not afraid to be the bad guy.
But he almost, like, took that route. But, like, what they said, like, behind closed doors,
yeah,
it's, like, you're a killer. Like, you're probably the nicest dude. Who knows? Like,
I will say this.
And that's hard because, that's one route that's, like, no. Yeah. That's inauthentic. Like, I don't think you can live with yourself being, like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because you can build it, but that's not it. Like, I mean, that's one way for him.
It's just an example. It's just an example to what we're talking about.
Like, that's one way.
I'm not saying I think do that.
Yeah. That's. But here's the thing that, like, as we say that, like, and then I think about David Dobrik, biggest YouTuber probably that I've known, like, you love him, everyone I know loves him, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I've also heard you talk about this, like, that.
That mic's over, too. I don't know.
That's fine. Like, that you, like, it's tough because this is not an absolute at all, but, like, I do think that there are people like David Dobrik, like Logan Paul, like these guys that are kind of, they know, like, here's the game, here's the recipe, and whoever wants to play in it wins. And then there's a ton of people that I'm like, nah, I don't want to play it, and so they don't. But then there's people that are playing it,
and
they win, you know? Like, they do. And I think, like, I've heard of David Dobrik, like, I think you said this, like one time he like turned it on. Remember you told me that? You're like, he was like funny, like laughing. I'm sure he's a great guy, but like, it's also like, it's not
he's not naturally like that. He's not
a surprise that, like, it's not hard to figure out, like, if you're funny, do funny stuff, stupid stuff, post all the time,
it's gonna work.
It's gonna work. You know what I'm saying? Like, it will work. Yeah. And I, like, is it, here's the thing, is that authentic? Like, I don't know, right? Like,
no, totally.
I don't know. I don't know if he wants to be funny, but he is. You know what I'm saying? So, and then I think about this, like, if an engineer for his entire life became an engineer and he did that for his entire life, like, is he not being authentic? Does he love that? Did he just do it for a job? You know what I'm saying? Like, he just did it for his entire life. That's such a good career.
Yeah.
So, like, why would you judge him? Like, why would you judge the fact that, like,
this guy's trying, even, why would you judge?
Computer engineer did computer engineer for 30 years of his life, for 40 years of his life, and gave his life, but he went home, and he was not miserable, but he's like, cool, that was work, now I'm home.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why is that separation?
And low-key, who am I?
But why are the other ones bad? Like, they're just doing it, and they're making more. Like, and not just more money, but, like, they're also living the life they want by doing something they don't kind of want.
But it just, that's what works.
You know? But that's where we get into, like, yeah, but this is pure, right? Like, this is authentic. This is art. And I agree. Like, I agree there. Because I think sometimes if I was a painter and I knew what worked, I'd paint it. I would. But then there's, like, painter purists that are like, no, you can't do that. Like, but, like, why? I mean.
But why not?
Why not? And I think people get mad at that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I don't have your skill set.
No, totally.
And I don't. I wish I did. Yeah. And maybe it's, like, the Lord gives to those that, like, well, steward it well.
You told me that the other day, you're like, I should have been an actor.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. We've talked about this. It's the process. Like, it's the mindset. Like, that's what I think about.
Because you don't care really what the medium looks like. It can be acting. It can be musician.
I would approach it the same way. Like, if I really wanted to act, I think I wouldn't. I don't like middlemen. I don't like relying on someone. I would take a different route. I would, like, if I was acting. It's what we're doing today.
Put yourself in Cody's shoes, like, right now for a second, and, like, what's your first move?
If I was in shoes, I would be in LA for sure. I have to be. do think that there are people like David Dobrik, like Logan Paul, like these guys that are kind of, they know, like, here's the game, here's the recipe, and whoever wants to play in it wins. And then there's a ton of people that I'm like, nah, I don't want to play it, and so they don't. But then there's people that are playing it,
and
they win. You know? Like, they do. And I think, like, I've heard of David Dobrik, like, I think you said this, like one time he, like, turned it on. Remember he told me that? Mm-hmm. You're like, he was, like, funny, like, laughing. I'm sure he's a great guy. But, like, it's also, like, it's not a, like...
Like, he's not naturally like that. He's not, like...
I'm surprised that, like, it's not hard to figure out. Like, if you're funny, do funny stuff, stupid stuff, post all the time.
It's going to work.
It's going to work.
It's going to work.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it will work. Yeah. And I, like... Is it, here's the thing, is that authentic? Like, I don't know, right? Like,
no, totally.
I don't know. I don't know if he wants to be funny, but he is. You know what I'm saying? So, and then I think about this, like, if an engineer for his entire life became an engineer and he did that for his entire life, like, is he not being authentic? Mm. Does he love that? Did he just do it for a job?
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
so good. That's such a good example.
Yeah. So, like, why would you judge him? Like, why would you judge the fact that, like...
Why would you judge...
Computer engineer for 30 years of his life, for 40 years of his life, and gave his life, but he went home, and he was not miserable, but he's like, cool, that was work, now I'm home.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why is that separate?
And low-key, who am I?
But why are the other ones bad? Like, they're just doing it, and they're making more. Like, and not just more money, but, like, they're also living the life they want by doing something they don't kind of want.
But it just, that's what works.
You know? But that's where we get into, like, yeah, but this is pure, right? Like, this is authentic. This is art. And I agree. Like, I agree there. Because I think sometimes if I was a painter and I knew what worked, I'd paint it. I would. But then there's, like, painter purists that are like, no, you can't do that. Like, but, like, why? I mean.
But why not? Why
not? And I think people get mad at that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I don't have your skill set.
No, totally.
And I don't. I wish I did.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like the Lord gives to those that like will steward it well.
You're telling me that the other day you're like, I should have been an actor.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I like because I would. We've talked about this. It's the process. Like it's like it's the mindset. Like that's what I'm. I think about
because you don't care really what the medium looks like. It can be acting. It can be musician. It can be a painter.
I would approach it the same way. Like if I really wanted to act. I think I wouldn't. I don't like middlemen. I don't like relying on someone. I would take a different route. Totally. I would. Like, if I was acting. It's what we're doing today.
Put yourself in Cody's shoes, like, right now for a second. And, like, what's your first move?
If I was in shoes, I would be in L.A. for sure. I have to be. And I'd probably, like, the other day we were in L.A. Like, people that walk in, we know the coffee shops that they're all at. Like, we know them. They're all in the same place. They're all in the same city. They're all in the same town. Those are the people that are influential. Either I'd do something like that. I would figure out how to hack
it. You're a shortcut.
Yeah, like, it's like, hack it. Because I don't, like, I don't want to wait till, like, I'm 45 and, like, cool, like, I tried to at bat at one thing and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think that, like, on, and this is, if
and it's, it but it's mean, not
like,
pushing.
No, it's not pushing at all. But, like, if I really want to be in that film or in that commercial, like
you're gonna make it happen.
Yeah, like it's probably in LA, maybe in Austin, it's probably in Atlanta, it's maybe, you know, in these cities. Mm-hmm. And I'd figure out how to be like the person for that.
Yeah,
you know, like
what do you do there? And we're going way longer than expected, but I think this is really good. And Cody, if you want to say, always interrupt.
No, I think I
but that's tough. Like, so, that's a tough move. And a lot of people move to LA for that.
Yeah.
You go to Starbucks and you're like, what do you do? Oh, I'm here. I'm acting. Like, I'm an actor, but like, I'm working at Starbucks meanwhile until I get a break, right? So, like, it's not just that. You can't just land there. It's like, people say this.
Because
like,
you're saying,
don't just show up. You have to get seen.
Totally.
How do you get seen? I don't know. Like,
so, like, I personally, I've told everybody this. I would never want to live in LA.
Yeah.
I can visit, I can go work there. I'd never want to live there. One thing, the taxes suck. I'm not on board with a lot of things.
You're good.
I think you just rub off. Like,
but, I get that. I rub that. The next Hollywood, everything is being shot, is Atlanta, Georgia. That's where I would want to live. That's where I would, if I were
Atlanta's
to move.
Atlanta's popping off.
If I were to move anywhere, it'd be Atlanta.
But I will say this. I love living in Dallas. I don't feel like it's going to be my home forever. But, like, and this is, a girl in my acting class. She has an L.A. agent, L.A. manager. She just, that L.A. agent just, like, knocked on the door. This Amazon Prime movie. Hey, they're whatever. This girl is in my class. And now she's gone for 10 weeks in Atlanta, Georgia, shooting this movie. And it's, like, she's living here. And she's in... Yeah. The flow of actors here. But I know it is possible.
Like, the LA thing is just, it's more like, I wouldn't necessarily go to LA and just, like, expect a manager to, like, get me there. Like, I think, I don't know. You have to be seen.
Even to the point where, like, tell me if I'm wrong, like, you even would, like, date a girl that's in that industry. Like, I know that sounds funny, but it's almost like, whatever, it almost, like, because it's the idea of...
Like, maybe you go there. Like I think that's...
It's the
like,
idea. Yeah, I mean, have you read... Bro, you should really read this book. You too. It's called The Third Door. It says, like, the first door... The front door is the door that everybody's waiting outside in line for. It's, like, a two-hour wait to get into that club.
Yeah.
The second door is a VIP door where it's, like, they know you. Mm-hmm. And it goes with the third door. The third door is the one where you have to go through the back. You climb a fence, and you're knocking on the door, like, four or five times. The bodyguard beats you up, but you still go in. Like, it's that concept.
Yeah. And that's the L.A. thing. It's not just, like, okay, I'm... Because you could live here and be doing stuff in L.A., for sure. In fact, I think... Yeah, like
there's not a better time for that.
Yeah, there's not a better time. You're gonna do it. I think like the LA thing is like, I mean, this is the most basic thing, but like, put a billboard up of Cody. Hey, I just moved here. Like, or you know, it's like something.
Absolutely,
like
really, bro.
Truly, I just moved here.
One of our friends who's Mark Cuban's assistant did that. That's how he became Mark Cuban's assistant. He put a billboard. Where?
In New York.
And it was himself. Hey, hire me for this. And he really, after that, he got insane amount of offers.
Yeah.
And
then Mark, so like, funny. Right, like standing out, like something.
Big Sean got discovered. Oh. He caught Kanye like leaving a concert or a club or something like that. He said, Kanye, can I rap for you? And then he just started rapping for Kanye. And Kanye was like, you're pretty good.
And here's the thing, like, we talk about this.
That's like genius, honestly.
There's sort of both pools. There's two pools. There's ones that like one pool is. Hey, like, practice. Once you're ready to, like, step into the big leagues or, like, to step into this, now, like, figure out how to get seen, right?
That's good.
I wonder what the goal is. Like, maybe, like, I really asked this for you. Like, is the goal being in a video? I'm going to say video, not a film. A video that produces, that is, like, man, that made me cry. Or, man, that made me really happy. Or, man, like, that was beautiful. Like, what is it? Because I feel like that's very attainable today.
Yeah,
but now it won't probably get like put on. I don't know. Like
no, like, I mean honestly, the
Oscars.
The bottom line, I mean, the goal for me is not just to be doing Instagram videos.
Yeah,
you know, like at the end of the day, my goal is to be
on a motion picture,
on a motion picture, TV series, regular, like Hulu, Amazon, whatever, Netflix, like that.
So top
that
tier.
Is the
A-list.
That is the goal. Yeah. Like I don't like. Or, like, you know, I don't know. I just, like, that's the goal, the dream. It is attainable. I will achieve it.
Of course.
We
believe in you. I believe in you.
I believe in you.
Thank you so much. I super believe in you.
Like, I think I've been struggling in this conversation because I'm, like, it's hard for me to get outside of the normal way I've approached this for so long. And the more I've, like, even this week, I'm just, like, even last week, I'm just, like, I've got to get outside of Dallas. Like, I can't. My Dallas agent's not going to do it.
At the end of the day, like, it's not being comfortable. Like, because when I hear you say, like, if I wanted to be actor, be in L.A., like, my initial, like, reaction to that is, like, bro, that sounds hella lonely. Like, I would, that's what I would go to, right? Like, damn, like, what about, like, my job? Or what about my friends? And, like, that stuff. And I don't, like, I guess, like, you know how they always say, like, there's a sacrifice to pay.
I wonder how much a billboard costs right in front of, like, Warner Brothers studio.
Like, that, and, like, a GoFundMe, I don't, like.
Yeah.
But I think it is, like, at the end of the day, like.
A GoFundMe.
That has to be everything you do. Like, yeah. I saw an Instagram post, as cheesy as it was, but Connor in 2013 was, like, I want to be like Van Gogh, where, like, this drives me crazy. Like, what I do drives me crazy. Like, Van Gogh went crazy. Is he the ear guy?
Yeah.
He did something with his ear. But like, but you like, how old are you?
28.
Like to be A-list, like maybe it can happen soon. It can happen when you're 50. But like, it almost has to like, you eat, live, breathe acting.
Mm-hmm.
Is and I think we only say that not because like we've arrived, not at all, but I think for anybody even listening, like, to really want it, like, you just really have to want it. And I don't know what that, because I've even thought about that too. Like yesterday I was having a conversation with Bernice and it's like, man, these are things that I want, and these are things that I've been doing, and now I want to do this, and it's not like change of career or anything, but like in a more grander scale. She's like, okay, well then like start putting legs to that. Like, you have to just keep moving forward. And I think even you saying like, man, I need to get out of Dallas, like, please do it, and like do it soon, you know, like, and not like as a, you know what I mean? Like, I think really actually going for it is what matters. Like, how can you get in that?
And
how can you
get in that studio? That's scary.
Absolutely, bro. Because
you know what's scary? It's clear to have, and it's easy to have plan A, plan B of like, okay, I have 50% plan A, but then I have like 50% plan B. Like, okay, don't do that, right? Like, you're 80% plan A, but you still have 20% plan B. But like, to be 100% plan A of like, there's no other thing. Like, it's not like I could just be a musician and live here and just be with my friends. Like, I'm all in. I'm all submerged to this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's almost the only way.
Totally, yeah.
Because you almost get rid of, you don't think about like, oh, I guess I could just fall back to this thing. Like, no, like, there's no falling back. Like, if you fall back, you die. You know, like, mm-hmm. like if I don't achieve this, I die. If I don't achieve what I want to do, like, because, and I think that's just a quicker thing.
Totally, yeah.
You know, for like I think for exponential growth.
Yeah, like that's just, it's speed, but
yeah.
I know you'll accomplish it. Like, you're very good, and I feel like you've always been good at anything you do, and so that's why we're even having this combo. It's like, you're kind of in this middle ground, and a lot of people are here, like, of like, I feel like I can play the song and sing the song and write the melody and write this, you know, it's like an act and make this film and make this, I could do it, but now how do I get there? Like, how do I achieve that kind of success? And it's like, now it's this combo. Okay, like, mm-hmm. first, what is it? Is it clear to you? Then this is probably stuff that's, you know, this is what it's going to take.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people think like, okay, I've arrived. Now I know how to do it. Now I'm really good.
Who cares?
But it's like, okay, now it's like, I don't know, second base, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that. I'm there. It's like now it's less about like our ability to do something. Now it's like, how do we get in front of the people we want to get in front of? How do we work with the people? And how do we say no to the ones that we don't want to do? Like, how do I say no to the thing that's just comfortable for me? Because if I keep saying yes to what's comfortable,
then I'll always forever, do that. Bro.
Totally, yeah.
And it's comfortable and it's easy for me.
Yeah.
Which is plan B. But like, how do I commit just all plan A?
Yeah.
You know? And I'm there.
No,
like,
totally.
100%. And someone told me this, like, it's something about like building walls. Like, I have to intentionally build walls to certain things. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise it would just be easy.
Yeah.
To stay. And that was to really be good. Mediocre. And, yeah. And I think, like, I just don't want that.
Totally.
You know?
Totally. I don't know. I think this conversation's making me rethink a lot.
I mean, I think that's not that's the goal, but we can exit, but, like, at the end of the day, like, the reason why we do these, the reason why we have this combo is because we believe, one, in you, and like anybody who's listening, like, we believe in you, and whatever you want to do, whatever you want to achieve, like, all it takes is hard work, and that's it.
Yeah.
And like, really believing in yourself, get people that believe in yourself, get people that tell you the truth, that like, hey, either go back to the drawing board because it's not what you need to do, or keep pushing because you're at the right path, but like, do more. Like, that's what this conversation is for. Like, I think that's why I was kind of excited to even do this after shooting it. It was like, it was good breeding ground for like, hey, like, Cody, like, man, that was really good.
Yeah.
And like, you can do more. Yeah. So, and whoever's listening, you're like,
amazing, Cody.
I hope you're motivated by this.
I love you too, Johnny.
Outro. That was Cody Ray Lee on the podcast on creativity and execution.
Cody Ray Lee. Creativity and execution.
Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed. Johnny Jimenez, any last words?
Love you.
Johnny Jimenez says love you. Jocelyn Rodriguez, any last words?
Love you.
Love you, he says. Cody Ray Lee, any last words?
I'll see you at the Oscars.
Yes, sir!
See you at the Oscars! That's our time. Jared Barton signing out. Love you.